T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're now down to the final piece of legislation. This state piece of legislation, the big fight, was whether or not there would be assistance to state and local governments. And we said there will be no economic recovery without assistance to the state governments. Every economist of all stripes has said that. The research from the last recession said that if they had done more to help state governments recover, the recovery would have been faster all across the board. New York State, we need $30 billion over the next 2 years just to get to whole. We need $12 billion for the MTA, or they'll raise fares and tolls. If we don't get $3 billion for the Port Authority, we'll have to stop construction on the airport. So that's what the conversation was. Now, in the Senate, they didn't want to put in funding for state and local government. They remember where they started was this was a blue state problem, and the states could go bankrupt, that they weren't going to bail out blue states. That was still the discussion. The conversation broke down, and then the president issues an executive order because he wants to address the unemployment issue. And by the executive order, makes the situation more complicated and virtually impossible. First of all, I understand the temptation to do executive orders and the ease of doing executive orders. I'm sure Governor Beshear also enjoys executive orders. But we also understand the limit of an executive order. You cannot make a law with an executive order. You can't avoid legislation that would require... you can't do with an executive order that which would be required by legislation. And his executive order actually would increase the cost on the states. Now, first, the executive order will be challenged in court. I think there's serious legal questions. It'll be challenged, and no one will get anything, and the situation will get even worse than it is in the country today. But even if you got past the legal challenges, you make it impossible for a state. It would cost New York State $4 billion between now and December to pay 25% of the unemployment insurance. His executive order says the unemployment insurance could be $400, but the state has to pay $100 of the $400. That's $4.2 billion. We started with a $30 billion hole, and you're going to give me, your solution is to cost me another $4 billion? Thank you. That's handing the drowning man an anchor. Hold on to this. Maybe it'll help. No. An anchor does not help a drowning man. I hope this was just a tactic by the president, but if he thinks this is a resolution, this only makes the bad situation worse. And this is a president who's trying to show leadership, because the American people are demanding leadership in the midst of this crisis. And this only sets him back. My advice to the president is, when you are in a hole, stop digging. This executive order only digs the hole deeper. It's the last thing the people of this country needed. Let me turn it over to my colleague, Governor Beshear. Andy, thank you for everything. Thanks for being with us today. And thank you for the job you're doing. I love watching you. I love working with you. And again, thank you for all the help you've been working together as a colleague. Kentucky Governor Beshear.
Well, thank you, Governor Cuomo. And for those on the call, I'm the Andy with a slightly different accent. I think we all know by now that COVID is not a red state or a blue state challenge. It is a 50-state challenge. It has turned every part of our lives upside down, and I will tell you I have felt that from not just being a governor, but being the dad of two young children and the challenges it creates for all of us. It's changed the way we work. It's made massive and likely permanent changes in our healthcare system. It's changing the way that we're having to raise our kids right now. I've become a math tutor, and apparently I was meant to go into government instead of math tutoring. And it's hit our economies very hard. Here in Kentucky and across the country, we are seeing the highest short-term unemployment, certainly of my lifetime. And our question now is, do we want this economic recession to be a short-term recession, which I believe it can be, one where we can bounce back as we come out of this virus? Or do we fail to take the steps that we need to take and our recession goes longer and possibly turns into depression? We've already seen some of the steps that we can take that help our states cope and with this downturn, and put ourselves in a position to make sure we can come out of this, that we can get our economy back and running as soon as we have that vaccine, and ultimately we can get it administered throughout our population. I want to make sure I mention that the Commonwealth of Kentucky has worked well with the federal government during this pandemic, and we've worked well with the federal administration. You know, just a couple weeks ago, we had Dr. Birx down in Kentucky. She made some strong but correct recommendations to us that we are using, and we are working hand in hand both with her and the entire federal administration. And so my motivation today is not to criticize, and it is not to suggest that the president's executive order wasn't intended to help, but simply to make the point that it's not workable in its current form. We know that the $600 additional unemployment payments worked. I can show you our last fiscal budget, which ended, and where we would have ended in the red. We ended in a solid financial position, and we can attribute a significant amount of that to the correct federal action in providing that additional $600, which when put in was supported by the federal administration and others. In Kentucky, people are spending those dollars. It is helping to keep our economy afloat in our automotive sector, in retail, across into just about every other area of our economy. And it's absolutely critical that it, or the largest portion of it that they're willing to authorize, continue. That will be the difference between if we are just dealing with this for months or for years. The current form where states would be expected to do a 25% match is something that virtually no state can afford, or if they break down, the current version can afford for very long. In Kentucky, while the federal government was paying the $300 of the $400, we'd be looking at $48 to $60 million a month. But based on calculations of how much money was put aside, this federal program might only last for 5 weeks, meaning states would be left picking up that full $400. And just looking at the last 3 months to get through the end of the year, we'd be looking at over $1.5 billion, something that's just not possible for the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Now, if this is something that pushes further congressional action, then maybe it's a move that needed to happen. But I think it's important that we know that it's not red states or blue states. Listen, I'm a Democratic governor in a state that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is also from. This is just about what it's going to take to continue to help our people get through a very difficult time, to make sure that they can stay in their homes, afford the food that they need for their kids, and ultimately keep an economy moving in a way where We're able to deal with this one in every 100-year pandemic successfully, not just from a healthcare standpoint, but also in rebounding with our economy. I think it's really important that we see ultimately a congressional solution. I would like to see it at that $600 level, but if it's at $400, it needs to be fully federally funded with administrative costs attached to it. You know, right now in the current executive order, it's silent on administrative costs, which would hit the states. States may have some state law issues they have to address to put dollars into that program, and a lot of other uncertainties. You know, right now we're faced with, do we enter an agreement when we're not even going to see the guidance expected for another month? But our people need the help right now. So I think what the president and what Congress has the opportunity to do at whatever level up to that $600 they're willing is a need to do it per the current system that is out there that was developed for the $600. In Kentucky, we're dealing with an IT infrastructure for our unemployment system that was put in the year 2000. When we make major changes in where dollars come from or how they have to be handled, that can take weeks to months that our people don't have. So from an administrative standpoint, whatever dollar level is going to be decided on needs to work through the current system that was set up under that initial $600 program. Otherwise, it's going to take longer to get in the hands of Kentuckians and individuals all around the country. And I come from a standpoint that I'm sure the president and others come from, in that any plan we put in needs to work. I mean, the very first thing we ought to evaluate on any plan isn't whether it helps red states or blue states, or if it's Democratic or Republican. It's just whether it will work. And right now, we're either going to need some changes in the executive order or congressional action to make sure we have something that actually works to help our people. And so, again, you know, my comments today, I hope, are not seen in any way as a criticism of the attempt by the president and his administration to move this ball forward, but just knowing in its current form that it's unworkable. And as states, whether we speak out or not, we need changes to make sure that we can keep providing for our people. If we don't, our people who are already suffering under the threat of COVID or active infection from COVID are going to suffer economically, and our states are going to suffer economically. This is something that we all should be able to come together on. If a one in every 100-year pandemic can't get us out of horse trading and simply doing the right thing, I'm not sure what can. So I think it's time, as patriotic Americans, that we all come to the table and we just do the right thing. Back to you, Governor Cuomo.
Thank you very much, Governor Beshear. Very well said. The governor's point on that it is unworkable is very well placed. We had a meeting with the National Governors Association last week. Virtually every governor pointed to the fact that administering the unemployment insurance process is very, very hard. Every time they make a change in Washington that requires a state to change the administration, it takes weeks to implement. We just went through nationwide, I'm sure it was in Kentucky, I know it was in New York, we had to implement the last federal bill, and then there was a backup in changing the entire administration facility. You have to change the software, you have to do additional information. It took weeks, and everybody knows that there was then a backup, and we had a lot of Americans who were unhappy. So Governor Beshear's point is workability. It don't come up, don't redesign the mousetrap because the states won't be able to implement that for weeks, and time is not on our side. And you have that on top of the financial cost that you're asking states to pay, which they can't pay in any event. Governor Beshear, thank you very much. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for being with us today. I hope to see you soon. It would have been nice to see you up in Portland, Maine for the Governors Association, but we'll find another opportunity. If you head north, give me a holler, and when I head south, I'll do the same. So thank you for being with me. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, Governor Cuomo, and next time I see you, we'll bring you some fine Kentucky bourbon. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Governor. Okay, operator, we'll take some questions.
As a reminder, to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. Please stand by while we compile the Q&A roster. Our first question comes from the line of Jivan Vital from New York One. Your line is open.
Hi, Governor Cuomo. Thanks for having this call. Is Governor Beshear still on the line?
No, he is going to be doing a press briefing later on, and he'll take questions at his briefing.
Gotcha. Well, in that case, Governor Cuomo, I wanted to ask you, Senator McConnell has said comments to the effect of states can go bankrupt if they have to deal with this as an option. Is New York in danger of that if they take on this responsibility? And has this been discussed among the governors as an option, or is it realistic or not?
None of it is realistic. None of these proposals are realistic. First, it is wholly unrealistic that New York could assume this cost. We wouldn't. And I don't believe the executive order is legal. So if push came to shove, I wouldn't pay it, and we'd have a legal battle about the authority that the president had to issue the executive order. Second, it's unworkable because, as you heard from Governor Beshear, and by the way, this governors will go on in volumes on this point, they can't administer it. You know, they keep coming up with plans in Washington, and they think that we're going to flick a switch in the state. The New York reporters, the LCA, all the conservative outlets, they loved complaining about the delay in administering the unemployment insurance. Yeah, there was a delay because every time they change the rules, then you have to get additional information and do additional certifications on a person. And there was weeks back up in New York, and New York was much, much better than states across the country. You had states where the backup was months. So it's unworkable from that point of view. And I don't even understand. Every time one of them articulates the plan, they articulate a different plan. It was 400 and the state pays 100. But maybe the president could then decide what states don't have to pay and what states do pay. Which sounded to me like the Republican states won't have to pay, but the blue states will have to pay. On McConnell's theory, let states go bankrupt, that would require federal legislation to allow a state to go bankrupt. You would need to change the federal law to allow a state to go bankrupt. I challenge McConnell to pass that law. I challenge McConnell to do what he said and pass that law. I challenge McConnell to do what he said and even propose the law to bankrupt states. He should propose it if he was telling the truth. Propose the law to bankrupt states and watch the markets plummet overnight. And they think they're going to help bring jobs back. They're going to help the economy. That's what you're going to do by proposing to bankrupt states? Then do it. Then do it, Senator McConnell. Do what you said you were going to do. It's all baloney.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Peter Haskell from WCBS Radio. Your line is open.
Hi, Peter. Governor, hey, Governor, two questions for you. You were on with another Democrat. First question is, what role should Republican governors be playing here to convince the Senate and the administration to go forward on this? And the second is, there were some who suggest that the president sees this in political terms. If you challenge this to keep the funds from going to Americans across the country, the Democrats are seen as obstructing, and the president sees that as a winning hand. How do you see that?
Yeah, Peter, look, is there politics at play? Of course. The president is trying to be reelected, and he's fighting for his life. Sometimes the American people wind up pawns in a political game. And I think the president's trying to say, yes, I'm the one who wants to give you $400, and the Democrats are opposing it. That's the president's construction. The Democratic construction is he doesn't want to give you $400. The way he suggests is illegal and impossible and not feasible. States can't administer it. States can't afford it. And he had no authority to do it as an executive order. For Republicans, I urge them not to play politics and to tell the truth. We have Republican Congress people in this state. I call on them to stand up. I said last week, their silence has been deafening. Where are they? Where are the Catcos of the world and the Stefanics of the world and the Reeds of the world and the Zeldins of the world? They have been playing their own protective politics and have not called out the president. And I think their constituents should come before their political loyalty. Republican governors have expressed concern, Peter. Now, they are doing it, I think, more privately than publicly, because we are in the throes of an election year. And remember, it's not just a presidential. You have Republicans and Democrats all up and down the ticket, right? So it's not just protecting the president. It's protecting the president, the Senate, the Congress. They have local races that are going on at the same time. So the politics is all across the board. But just on the facts, you know, anyone can make any political argument they want to make, right? They have to get it past you. They have to get it past the media. They have to get it past the reporters. And then they have to sell it to the American people. President Trump is trying to help. Oh, really? By issuing an executive order when he really needed legislation? By asking bankrupt states who McConnell says should go bankrupt to pay $100 of the unemployment insurance, $4 billion more for New York State, by coming up with a new system for the state's Department of Labor to now institute, after we just saw some states take months to implement the last one. And this is how you're going to get a check to somebody who needs to pay their rent this week or buy food this week? Nah, it's not credible, Peter. It's not credible. Even in this crazy political world, it's a stone in the water. It's just not credible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.